This is an extra episode of the Romance Class podcast featuring an interview with Christelle S. Villar, author of Blast from Two Pasts. Hi, Christelle. So how about you introduce yourself and tell us about your book?
Hello, my name is Christelle Villar. I write sports for a national broadsheet under a different name. I don't have a blog, but I love sharing my thoughts about the books that I've read on my Facebook account. I wrote Blast from Two Pasts for Mini Escaro's Romance Class a few years ago. It tells the story of Kara, who was forced to go on a blind date only to discover that the guy that she was meeting was her first love from high school. At the same time, she also stumbled into an old boyfriend who owed her some closure. While it sounded and looked like a love triangle story, it's basically focused on Kara's journey on how she wanted to move forward with her life. Does she want to go back to that time in high school and do what she should have done to Lucas? Or does she want to open up an old wound and seek some explanations that she deserves from Oliver?
So what did you think of the episode featuring your book?
The first time I found out that Blast from Two Pasts was going to be featured in a podcast, I was really, really nervous. Actually, it was a mixture of emotions. I was excited to experience the book in a different area, but at the same time, there's this fear that it might not work out. There's just a big difference between knowing that people are reading your book privately and then hearing someone read your book out loud. With live readings, I think that your writing is more exposed and it brings your work into a whole different level.
Was anything surprised to you? Anything unexpected in the performances?
It's kind of amazing how Rachel and Gio bring life into this amusement park scene from the book. I was really nervous of how it would turn out because there was more monologue on Kara's part and less dialogue between her and Lucas. But I really love how Gio nailed every dialogue in this scene. I mean, he was so talented that he could manage to evoke emotions even at a single sentence. I especially love that part when he was cursing after the roller coaster ride. I mean, I can feel his fear after riding that ride. Rachel, on the other hand, is also so great on this one. Her voice alone is so engaging that I could feel the shift of emotions from being giddy and funny and then swoony later on.
Have you listened to the episodes featuring the other books? What did you enjoy about the others?
I've listened to the other three episodes of the podcast and I love how it offers different kinds of things with the same end result of giving us so many feels. Rachel and Gio were really good at putting personalities from every episode and every narration and every character. It was like experiencing the good old days of radio drama, if you're familiar with that. It was a totally different experience from reading the books to actually hearing someone bring those scenes back to life.
Any other comments you want us to share on the podcast?
My only wish for the podcast is to feature more and more books. I think this is a great way to market the books that everyone has written, and it's also a nice treat for the readers and the followers of the authors to have a fun and unique experience with the book that they like or read.
So what are you working on now, and how can people get in touch with you?
I am currently working on a story which features one of Lucas' college buddies. He wasn't mentioned in the book, although I wish that I had thought of him sooner, but I'm excited about the idea of connecting my characters to one another, so I really hope that I'll finish it this time. You can get in touch with me on my Twitter account, Talita Bachoy, and my Facebook page, which is Cristel S. Villar. I also have a Wattpad account. It's wattpad.com/user/CristelSVillar. You can buy an ebook copy of Blast from Two Past on Amazon and on Smashwords. If you like a print copy, you can order it through me by filling up the form on bit.ly/blastform or visit the Unicube at University Mall in Vito Cruz, Manila. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and I really hope that you also support other Filipino romance authors.
Thanks, Cristel.